We know the story of Zechariah, a priest, and his wife Elizabeth, two godly, elderly people living with the stigma of being childless, punished by God. We know that Zechariah was visited by the angel Gabriel when he was serving at the temple, bearing the prayers of God's people before the altar of incense. We know that Gabriel prophesied that Elizabeth would give birth to the forerunner of the Messiah, and how Zechariah became unable to speak when he disbelieved Gabriel. We know that Elizabeth became pregnant, gave birth to a son who was given the name John by his father, and that when his father wrote his name, he miraculously could speak again. And we know that Zechariah could speak, that when he could speak, he gave a messianic prophecy, proclaiming the soon coming of the Messiah to be announced by this new son of his. But there is a part of the story we don't know. We know the story of Mary, a virgin who was told by the angel Gabriel that she would conceive a son through the miraculous power of the Holy Spirit. We know that the angel told her that the son would be holy, a son of the Most High. We know that Mary submitted to God's plan for her life, and that through her, his plan for defeating Satan, redeeming fallen man, and vindicating his own character would be accomplished. But there is a part of the story we don't know. We know that Joseph had learned that his fiancée Mary was pregnant, and he knew it wasn't his. And he was determined to call off the wedding in as painless way as possible. We know that the angel Gabriel visited him too and told him of Mary's purity and of God's provision. A provision for a son he should call Jesus, who would be the Messiah, the Savior from sin. We know that Joseph obeyed the angel and stood by Mary and stood by her story. But there is a part of the story we don't know. We know that on the night Jesus was born, shepherds were visited by an angelic host as they were watching their flocks and caring for them. We know they were astonished by what they saw and deeply impressed by what they heard. We know the angel told them to go to Bethlehem to find a baby in a manger wrapped in swaddling clothes. We know they took the risk of leaving their flocks on the hillside alone to go and find the Messiah and worship him. But there's a part to the story we don't know. We know that when Mary and Joseph took Jesus to the temple in Jerusalem to be dedicated to God, Jesus was publicly recognized as the Messiah by Simeon and then by Anna, both elderly prophets. We know that they were both anxiously waiting for the arrival of the Messiah. And we know that both made prophecies about his ministry. We know they were overjoyed to see the messianic prophecies fulfilled in this tiny, helpless baby. But there's part of their story we don't know. We know that the wise men, we think there were three, followed the star, coming many miles in search of the King of the Jews. We know that the trip was costly, dangerous, and more than likely was done at the risk of losing their reputations. We know that when they came to Jerusalem, they asked everyone where they could find the newborn King of the Jews. We know they were so intent on finding him that they even went to the palace of Herod to ask the king where he could be found. We know that Herod inquired of the priests about what their scriptures said about the Messiah's birth. And the priest quickly said he was to be born in Bethlehem. We know they went to Bethlehem and found him, giving him their gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, and that they were instructed by an angel to go back home another way to protect Jesus from Herod. But there is a part of their story we don't know. And the part of the story about each of these stories connected with the birth of Jesus is the same. We have verbal hints of the unknown story in the story of Zechariah, in the story of the shepherds, in the story of Anna, and in the story of the wise men. Notice the results of Zechariah's story, Luke 1, verse 65. The neighbors were all filled with awe. And throughout the hill country of Judea, people were talking about all these things. Everyone who heard this wondered about it, asking, "What then is this child going to be?" For the Lord's hand was with him. Did you hear that? I think most of us have had the concept through the years that very few knew and responded in any way. It was known throughout the hill country. Notice what took place after the shepherds left the manger, Matthew 2, 17 to 20. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying God and praising him for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. Notice what happened after Simeon and Anna gave their blessings and their prophecies. Luke 2:38. Coming up to that very moment, Anna gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking for the redemption of Israel. Notice the result of the wise men's search for the king of the Jews, Matthew 2, verse 3. When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. And we know that the scandalous story of Mary becoming pregnant before she was married, and most likely Mary and Joseph's explanation of how that birth came to be and of the visits that they received from Gabriel, they were well known by the scribes and Pharisees during the time of ministry. On more than one occasion, they sarcastically referred to the questionable circumstances of Jesus' birth, thus questioning him as Messiah. So what is the unknown story of the birth of Jesus? Simply this: far more people heard about his birth than we usually acknowledge. Far more people were impacted by the events of his birth. Far more people had the opportunity to worship him along with the shepherds and the wise men. And of those who had the opportunity, some, like Herod, wanted to dismiss Jesus from their lives and from the lives of others. Some, like the wise men, took a long time to find him, but they would not rest until they did. And some, like the godly prophets Simeon and Anna, recognized and worshiped him at once. There are two lessons to be learned from the unknown stories. The first lesson comes in the form of a question. You and I have heard the story of the birth of Jesus. Have you, like Herod, dismissed him from your life? More concerned about the changes he might require? More concerned about what you may have to give up than what he has to give? Are you like the wise men, still on a long search to find him, hoping you can find him before it's too late? Are you like Mary and Joseph and the shepherds, willing to recognize and accept Jesus as your Messiah today? The second lesson is dependent on your answer to the first. For those who accept Jesus, are you willing to tell others about him? And if you are you willing, knowing that like Zechariah, like Mary and like Joseph, like the shepherds and like Simeon and Anna and like the wise men, you may never know how many people will be impacted by the good news you share of the Savior you have found. You may never know how many reject or accept him, perhaps not until he comes again. And only then, will we know the rest of the story.